Here are a few situations you might recognize, and some tips for how to cut down on your clicks. Situation 1. You can hear your mom calling you from downstairs. It's time to leave for school. But you're in the middle of a hilarious video, and the next one's even funnier. You know you should stop watching and get moving, but it's really hard for you to stop once you've started. How can you control your viewing so you're not late for school? Pause the video and discuss with your class. All right, development companies. Now that you have decided to bid on the Elmwood District, let's talk about the RFP you are responding to. That's the Request for Proposals. This document is issued by the City of Yorktown, and it sets out the goals and minimum requirements for this deal. If you have a loved one or family member who has schizophrenia or another mental illness, it can sometimes be extremely difficult to communicate with them. This is because mental illness may affect their ability to think clearly or concentrate. So, effective communication becomes an important skill that can help families and friends cope with mental illness, because sometimes it is not what you say that is important, but how you say it. Take a look at this. What are you looking at? Yes, you're looking inside a human body with all of its many complicated parts. Do you see the stomach and the intestines? Do you see the kidneys and the bladder? We are going to learn about the human body and its network or arrangement of important systems. What are ethics? In livestock care, ethics are a common set of principles that determine how we should raise and treat our animals. You may have heard that ethics means doing the right thing. And it's true. Your ethics are merely ideas until you choose to act on them. Some of the things that we have to do at work and at home can be a pain in the neck, literally. And if you've ever had neck pain, you know it can be more than annoying. Let's take a look at what causes it and what you can do to take better care of yourself. Now, it's your turn to use the arrow and draw the letter. Find the correct matches through the maze. Circle the words.